What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Wrestling Figure News Podcast. My name is Justin Kendall, and I am also known as the Wrestling DeLorean on all of social media. And welcome to episode 3 of the WrestlingFigureNews.com podcast. I'm so stoked to be doing this podcast. Thanks to everyone for tuning in so far. If you haven't, if this is the first time, please like, rate, review, subscribe. Check us out over at WrestlingFigureNews.com. We try to cover all the breaking news in the Wrestling Figure News community, especially the 6-inch figures, the Mattel, Jazzwares. One thing that I want to do before we get into the news of this week is a major shout out to Travis at A Toy Kind of Mood. He's been incredibly kind, shouting us out on the latest episode of A Toy Kind of Mood. So thanks to Travis over there. Please, if you're not following them, go over there, like them, follow them, check out what they're doing. Lots of cool things. And I'm hoping to have Travis on here in the future. So thanks again to Travis over at A Toy Kind of Mood. And thanks to all of you for listening, checking us out, and following WrestlingFigureNews.com. It's grown more than I ever thought it would in the last 3 years. It grows exponentially month over month. So thanks to all of you for making that happen. So let's get into this week's news, and we're going to hit on the WCW Nitro crowdfunding project, but let's get into some other things because there's only so many things that you can actually say about that crowdfunding project every week. So let's get into some other stuff. And one of the things that I'm super excited to see develop is the Heels and Faces 6-inch line that's going to be in scale with Mattel and Jazzwares figures from Zombie Sailor Toys. We know that Jeff Jarrett is coming. We've seen the renders for that figure. The one that we should have got in the Ultimate Edition line, we're going to get from Zombie Sailor Toys. We're also going to get a Brian Pillman action figure in that line. And this Pillman figure is in jeans. It's that early Attitude Era Pillman, when he feuded with Stone Cold Steve Austin, when he had the gun, when Stone Cold showed up at Pillman's house, broke down the door, and Pillman pulled a gun on him. This action figure is actually going to come with a gun. I don't know if it's going to come with any soft goods, but this is the Pillman from that I Don't Call 911 era, and it's very cool. It's aimed at adult collectors, obviously. This Pillman figure looks super cool. It's Pillman in jeans. He comes with the vest. He comes with that iconic staff that he had, the sunglasses. There are going to be multiple heads to this figure. If I have one critique of what we've seen so far, which is a hand-painted prototype, it's that the head, the hair, not quite there yet. Should be a little bit frizzier maybe than what we've seen. That Pillman looks a little too straight hair. I'm really excited to see what Zombie Sailor Toys is going to do with a modern figure. Pillman, along with Jarrett, are the first 2 of 4 figures that are going to be offered in the first wave, which will go up for pre-order this winter. And there are so many possibilities that this unlocks. Zombie Sailor Toys has signed Raven. They've signed Nick Gage, King Kong Bundy, Dino Bravo, Sabu, Ahmed Johnson, The Road Warriors, One Man Gang, Hercules, Paul Roma, Mike Awesome, Tajiri, so many others. Those are all listed as signed to contracts that they can make, at least in the retro line. I don't know how much of that will cross over here to the 6-inch scale, but I'm very excited to see some of these holes get plugged in our collections. Zombie, we know, has produced quality figures. I think that's going to carry over in the 6-inch. So here's how they're advertising the 6-inch line. Uniquely sculpted, highly detailed figure, which will boast more than 30 points of articulation, including authentic ring gear and signature accessories, along with swappable heads and hands for endless display options. This is from Zombie Sailor Toys on their website. There will be multiple waves per year, with 4 legendary wrestling stars per wave, each coming packaged in full color window box. So this first one's going to be available for pre-order during the fourth quarter of 2023. So looking at probably a 2024 release on these. I don't know what the price point might be. The retros that Zombie has done have been in that $40 range. You got to figure that this might be a little bit pricier than that, but very exciting things coming from Zombie Sailor Toys. Now let's talk about AEW and Jazzwares. It has been few and far between in releases from Jazzwares since, I would say, November of last year, when they did a few, when some of those ringside exclusives began to hit. But it's been super quiet in between. We have had a few pre-orders on ringside collectibles. We did get the AEW Supreme Collection Series 3 figures of the Lucha Brothers, Penta El-Zero-M, Rey Fénix. Those are beautiful figures. If you haven't picked those up, I'd suggest pre-ordering them or getting them from Ringside Collectibles. I know the first pre-order shipped already, and I believe they're on back order until mid-May as of this recording, but those are some of the best figures so far this year. One gripe I have is the Fénix torso does not have the skin tone that we've seen from earlier series. I know Jazzwares has been super hit and miss on the skin tone. It's not been consistent, but these are fantastic figures nonetheless. So definitely recommend those. We also had pre-orders for several things. We've had pre-orders for Unrivaled 12, which is the Jamie Hayter, John Moxley, FTR, and Private Party lineup. We first saw hand-painted prototypes of those figures, I think it was in September. And these are on pre-order at Ringside with an estimated release of early May. That's a massive gap between series. But we're going to finally get those figures in hand. Another pre-order that went up is the AEW announce table, the backdrop with the AEW logos. That was supposed to be hitting this month, I believe, and it's been delayed until June. But the big news of the week is we finally got to see in package images of the CM Punk versus MJF dog collar blood and guts 2-pack that is a Ringside exclusive. These are bloody action figures, come with multiple heads, multiple hands, a dog collar. This is a must buy. This is a beautiful, beautiful set. This is one of the best things that Jazzwares is doing in the wrestling space. They've really captured a niche market here, and they're able to do something that Mattel won't. Mattel is not going to do blood, but AEW, Jazzwares, they will do it as a Ringside exclusive. And this is, like I said, one of the best things that Jazzwares is doing with wrestling figures. So, and they damn near have me ready to make a second pre-order on these after seeing these images. The Punk, you've got one with a little bit of blood on the head, and the other is just Crimson Mask. MJF, not the Crimson Mask, but also pretty bloody. Absolutely beautiful figures from what we can see so far. And I cannot wait to get these in hand. And one of the MJF figure in this set has the glossy trunks. That's another thing that Jazzwares really excels at, is making these glossy attires. You see it in the Supreme line with Fénix. You see it with the Ringside exclusive Cody Rhodes. They just do such a great job with the glossy look. I wish Mattel could do that, or I wish that they would do that, I should say, because Mattel should have the ability to do just about anything they want to do. That's going to hit in June, just in time for CM Punk to make his return to AEW. If these rumors are true, we're going to have Punk back in AEW by mid-June. We're going to have a new Saturday night AEW show apparently called Collision. So this is all sort of lining up at the same time. Still coming, I believe, from Jazzwares will be AEW Supreme 4, which is supposed to include CM Punk and Thunder Rosa. Jazzwares has modified its lineups in the past, so I will not be surprised if they call an audible here. But I would think that they're still making CM Punk figures, so he's likely going to be in that series. So that's what's going on there. That's a lot of Jazzwares stuff hitting all at once, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's hitting stores now as well from Jazzwares in weekly purchases. So that's the latest there. All right, let's talk about the WCW Nitro stage crowdfunding project from Mattel Creations, because we have to talk about it. It was our breaking news audio last week when Mattel added Scott Steiner to the base 5,000 backer offering, which would be the stage. If we get to 5,000 backers, you get the stage, you get an Ultimate Edition Rey Mysterio action figure, and you get the Ultimate Edition Scott Steiner, first time in the line, big Papa Pump action figure. What's happened since then? Unfortunately, not a lot. We've probably added close to maybe just under 100 new backers since Steiner was added to the base offering. I would have thought that this would have maybe juiced this project a little more than what it has. Everybody wanted Steiner from the get-go, and I don't know if folks are just over this project at this point and just unwilling to commit, or if they're holding on to the last throws of it, because we've got about 12 days left, and that's not a lot of time if you're 42% of the way there. Folks have pointed out, including Fig Hill, that the new gen arena was on a similar track as this. So can this surge? Yes, it can, but it has a few things going against it that the new gen arena didn't. When Mattel added the Macho Man Early Bird, you really saw this thing shoot up. And I thought that Steiner would have a similar effect, but that's not been the case. Money isn't as free as it was a couple of years ago when the new gen arena project was going on. A lot of folks had stimulus money to spend, and they spent it on collectibles, including the new gen arena. Also, this project launched at WrestleMania time. A lot of people are spending a lot of money to go to WrestleMania during that time. So I don't blame them for not being prepared to drop $400. And I know you can do a pay in four situation. I'm doing a pay in four situation. I know a lot of folks who are doing pay in four, but still, it's a big commitment to make. And I know it doesn't get funded, or they don't take the money until the end of the project, but still, it's one of those things where people are budgeting, and the economy isn't as great as it was a couple of years ago because we've got a lot of inflationary headwinds. So there are things going against this, but I will say, I want this stage. That's all I really care about in this project. Steiner is a great addition. I've wanted a Steiner figure since the start of this line. Is it enough? I think that they're just not wowed by them for whatever reason. And we can dissect all of this later. I just think that the figure selection is one of the things that's maybe dragging people down on this. And really, the selling point to me is the stage. Mattel WWE marketing manager Steve Oser recently showed off a slimmed down stage on a shelf. For those worried about having the space to display this, you can break it down. It's a modular thing. So you can have the stage basically in a shortened fashion that will fit on a regular shelf. It looks just as awesome as the full build out. I think that, you know, people are underestimating what the stage is. Now, that said, do they actually want it? And so far, the answer has been no. Unfortunately, a majority of people don't. Can this thing surge? I think it can. Can it get to 5,000? I hope it can. The new gen arena did in the last days. But again, a lot of factors that are different than what happened at that point in time. The other thing is, WCW died 20 plus years ago. So that makes it an even harder sell. The other thing is, I know a lot of folks are worried that we won't get future crowdfunds. I just don't think, if this doesn't fund, I don't think we'll get the high dollar ones. Maybe Mattel shot the moon too much on this one. It went too hard. They gave, you know, went for too much detail. I don't know. It's really sad if this thing can't get past the finish line. And I don't begrudge anybody for not funding it. It is a lot of money. People can only collect what they can have room for, or, you know, what fits within their budget. And I would not want to push anybody who doesn't have the money, resources, whatever, to back this project at the expense of anything else. As it stands, as of this recording, there are 2,109 backers. That's 42% funded, around 12 days left to go. It ends on May 6th. We'll see what happens. It's a long way to go to get to 7,000 at DDP, let alone the 5,000 minimum to get the stage, Ray, and Scott Steiner. The last thing that we'll say about the WCW Nitro entrance crowdfund project is Steve provided an update as well on the Scott Steiner figures development from the design team. And here's what he said on the Wrestling Figs. If funded, final product will have some additional Deco logos in addition to the star. We're looking at this. We're looking at his late March 98 gear, roughly, that would give the figure an additional graphic in the star, plus the text logos on the front and back. No Superman logos, of course. All pending licensor approval, but that's the latest plan. So that's where we are with this. And another thing, I guess, that we should point out, our friends over at the Turnbuckle Tavern Fig Night will be hosting Steve and Sam Roberts, and they'll be talking about the WCW Nitro entrance stage project. If you're not following the Turnbuckle Tavern, get ready for Tuesday night. There's going to be some news probably coming out of that, or at least some nuggets that we can share with y'all, but go check them out. Big fan of what OG Fig Kid and Mike Bellicaster are doing over there. That's the latest on the WCW Nitro crowdfunding project. A last bit of news this week. Boss Fight Studio shared unpainted prototypes of the Legends of Lucha Libre series, the Fanaticos, which is their basic line, but there is nothing basic looking about these figures. The Black Taurus is likely going to be one of the figure of the year candidates. They also showed Ultimo Dragon, which is one of my most wanted figures that we haven't received yet, a Vampiro, and a Perro Aguayo Jr. These are all unpainted. However, these are all up for pre-order over at Boss Fight Studios shop. So if you're into these, check them out. I think they're about $23. I cannot remember when they're going to ship, but it's got to be pretty soon, I would think, or at least summertime. I mentioned Vampiro. They're going to do a premium line Vampiro that is going to look a lot like his Wrestling Society X. I think it is based on his Wrestling Society X figure. So that's coming. And that look is that WCW look Vampiro that we're all, people of my generation, are all very familiar with. Lots more to come there. The last thing on news that we'll talk about very briefly is Impact Wrestling figures. The Moose, Eddie Edwards, Jordan Grace, and Deonna Purrazzo. That pre-order is over. I didn't even know that it was ending. And I was like, do I invest in this line or not? There are only 1,000 figures made of each. I pulled the trigger the day before. I didn't even realize it was the day before the end of the pre-order. I'll let you know what I find out on these. They are made by, I believe, Epic Toys, which took over for Cella Toys. It's a very convoluted thing to figure out who is making these, but I wanted to support the line. I'm very hopeful that these will be quality action figures. We'll find out, so I'll keep you posted there. But unfortunately, that pre-order came and went without anyone really saying, hey, last day to get these. Let's get into some of the weekly purchases that you can actually do in stores. Let's start with AJ Styles and Razor Ramon Ultimate Edition figures. They're available in Target. Ringside has been shipping them. They may be on back order there. I'm not positive, but both fantastic figures. Love both of those. I've heard of a few folks getting chase figures from Amazon. So if you want to take a risk, you might end up with the chase. Those are hitting now. My Targets finally did their resets. We've got the head shrinkers. I haven't seen the Samoan SWAT team yet, but I'm on the lookout for him. Paul E. Dangerously, which is my favorite figure in this set. I love this figure so much. The 1980s brick style cell phone, the mullet, the ECW hat, although I'm not going to display him with the ECW hat because this to me is Dangerous Alliance, Paul E. Dangerously. And the Hulk Hogan that should have the hot dog tan, but doesn't, with the WCW bandana, wristbands, weight belt, and cloth shirt. I picked it up out of FOMO. It's definitely a better figure than the Hall of Fame figure. I don't know, man. Like the lack of tan, it just kind of throws me off on this Hogan. Those are out now. The early pre-orders for those Supreme Lucha Brothers, they're shipping from Ringside. Get them. I love those figures. Two of my favorites of the year so far. Also one of my favorites from Jazzwares so far this year. The Walmart exclusive Wardlow. I picked that up. I picked it up on eBay. It is absolutely a gorgeous figure for a repaint. One of my favorites. The head sculpts are a little different. It's got the shaved down sides instead of the hair of the first on the sides, the first Wardlow figure. But this is just a beautiful figure. It just pops in that purple gear with white boots. It's got wrist tape too, which I don't think the first figure had. That's out there now. I also picked up it finally shipped to me, the Mr. Perfect Build-A-Figure from Wrestling Collector Shop. They sell the Build-A-Figure figures separately than the package. If you just want the Build-A-Figure, you can get that. I think Mr. Perfect is sold out over there. This head sculpt is fantastic. I love the jacket with the Mr. Perfect logo on the back. The new Build-A-Figure legs, a major, major upgrade. I think they have the drop-down hips. I don't necessarily want to do that. Makes me a little nervous. This is a great figure. Also, finally coming in the mail from a few international customizers or shops. If you haven't heard of PWR Lucha, check them out on Instagram. These cloth shirts, this soft goods, some of the best I've seen. A little bit pricey. I picked up a KO shirt because I wanted to update my Kevin Owens figure. They're double-sided. It has the Just Keep Fighting on the back. It's got the KO tape logo on the front. The absolute quality shirts. Definitely pricey, but if you've got the money, you're into custom shirts, check PWR Lucha out. Also in the mail from Riot Zoo, a pair of heads, the Fix the FTR heads, and these are major upgrades over what Jazzwares has given us and what they are giving us so far. We've got Dax Harwood with the mustache, and I will say, heads are a little bit big, and the skin tone, not a perfect match, because Jazzwares has that gray, I don't know how you would describe the tone to some of these figures. It's kind of gray. It's not a tan. Definitely an upgrade, both Dax and Cash. Cash with his sort of mullet hair. I just love these figures now. I've done fix-ups on FTR figures, or the first ones from Jazzwares, and I'll be getting the others, but we're still not getting a mustache head. And I know it doesn't match that era of Dax. That's one of the problems that we're going to have with Jazzwares going forward, is a lot of the attires are dated. I just, that big break from whatever Unrivaled 11, I think it was, till now, just, it really kind of set things back. And I know that there were circumstances out of the control, but yeah, just kind of rough. Big purchases week for me, and hopefully things will calm down a little bit next week, or hopefully not, because I really want those Samoan SWAT team figures. That's the latest in news from WrestlingFigureNews.com. Please like, rate, review, subscribe to this podcast, hit that bell, get notifications when new episodes are out. Go check out WrestlingFigureNews.com. Really appreciate all of the support, and we'll be right back.